It's 38 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. Right now, I have in the studio Mariana Stacey.
Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. And Basil. Basil, do you have a last name?
I do, but for tax purposes, I don't want the IRS to know.
That is a fantastic idea. We're just going to call him Basil.
Just Basil.
Although he seems to like Basil.
Bizele. It's a long story about that.
Yeah. But Basil is good enough for now.
For now.
He is the spice of a very important festival that's about to happen, which is the Wilmington Wine and Chocolate Festival. And Mariana Stacey is the festival coordinator.
I'm one of the four festival coordinators.
One of four.
We are large now, and we have to have a lot of coordinators.
Wow, that's a lot. So you have to coordinate the coordinators.
That's true.
My goodness. Now, the first thing I'd like to hear about is there is an organization in town called VOCAL, V-O-C-A-L, and this is the Volunteer Older Citizens Action League. And that's the whole reason for this festival is this group. It's a fundraiser. This festival is a fundraiser for VOCAL. Tell me about VOCAL.
VOCAL is, for lack of a better word, let's call them the nonprofit arm of our New Hanover County Senior Resource Center. And what they do, they're dedicated to helping to meet the needs that are unmet of seniors in our community. By having this festival annually, we are able to assist the senior center in continuing and enlarging maybe the number of people who receive services and who can participate in activities that take place throughout the year. Things such as Meals on Wheels. They have an on-site nutrition program at the Senior Center. They have the Foster Grandparent Program and the Caregiver Respite Grant and many other wonderful programs that help people who really need them. And it isn't income-based. It's not just for people who maybe financially can't afford things. It's based on a lot of different criteria, those programs, the execution of those programs. So all the money we raise at the festival each year goes to support whatever they need to keep their programs going.
So you actually help fund a variety of different programs.
We do. It's sort of like a grant process. The Senior Center will ask for funding for a particular thing, and they're a July 1st through June fiscal year, so towards the end of the year or mid-year, they may be out of funds for the respite program. We can assist, and we can give them money from our proceeds that helps them to continue giving out respite grants for caregivers of seniors in our area.
Wow, that's important work.
It is. And Meals on Wheels, I mean, there's waiting lists for that. And I'm not a county employee, so I don't want to talk a lot about exactly what they do, but we're there to assist them.
Great. Okay, so you decided, okay, well, we need to raise money in order to support this work we're doing. Let's have wine and chocolate.
Well, we actually started in 2003. One of the social workers, Gail Ginsburg at the Senior Center, came up with an idea of having a chocolate festival to raise some money rather than cutting back some of their services. And the first year, 1,200 people showed up, and they thought maybe a couple hundred, they'd be happy with that. And it's just continuously grown since then. And
how long ago was that?
2003.
2003.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So we skipped 1 year because we were waiting for the new convention center to open, and we skipped a year and planned that it was the year between being just a chocolate festival and becoming officially a wine and chocolate festival and uniting those two, which now this will be our fourth year as wine and chocolate.
Fourth year. Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Now, this sounds like a lot of fun. It's 3 days. I mean, it starts on Friday, Friday, and then on Friday is the grand tasting.
And that is exactly right. 7 to 10 Friday evening at the Coastline Event Center, and that is when we will open up the show with our spiciness this year, which is Basil and Thyme. Basil, who you're going to hear from here shortly, and then we are so happy to have the Lawler family, who was Lawler Catering formerly, and now they're back as Catering Time. So we're spicing up this year's Chocolate and Wine Festival with some Basil and Thyme.
Great. And if those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Gina Gamboni. I'm talking with Mariana Stacey, who's the festival coordinator for the Wilmington Wine and Chocolate Festival. And also we have Basil here, who we're about to hear from in a moment. The Grand Tasting, Friday night, 7 to 10. You have the Schoolboys going on.
Schoolboys will be playing all night long in the Grand Hall of the Coastline. And at 8 p.m., Basil is going to perform or be in concert in the Riverview Rooms Beer, Cigar, and Comedy Lounge.
The Beer, Cigar, and Comedy. Is that legal? Can you actually smoke cigars in the lounge?
You can't inside, but we have a porches with heaters, and so people can step right outside the door, enjoy a view of the river or overlook the hotel, whatever they'd like, and enjoy their cigars.
Excellent. Basil.
Yes.
So you are here to give some flavor.
Flavor for the thing. Yes, I'm all about the flavor. and, you know, you're teasing my name earlier, which
I know.
Is fine.
I love mother, Basil.
Yeah, and Basil loves Gina. But my mother, Rosemary, my father, Herb, had a tremendous sense of humor, and they thought, how can we destroy this young man's life? Oh, let's name him after a seasoning. Okay, and I thought it was great. Now, of course, my sister, Meg, she's a nut. And it's not too bad. And are you just getting these now? Come on, come on. It takes a little while.
No.
It's kind of funny. I'm here. I'm so excited to be part of this. And why not put a pinch of basil for the whole festivities? And you know what? Just the idea of actually having a cigar, beer, and basil, it just works together. And you know, when you think about the wine and chocolate, which I always refer to as a diabetic's dream come true, this is truly a wonderful thing. It is truly come on down. You gotta listen, the chocolate, the wine, the food that's there. And I'm also introducing, I have a food company. Surprise. Yes, I have a food company. You know, I am Greek, and we do we own all the restaurants in the world.
Yes.
And
I know that.
Yes, it is very true. We go on strike, everyone starves. It's real simple. So I'm introducing my seasonings. I have a company called Basil Foods, so we're very excited.
I saw that in here. I saw Basil Foods, and I'm like, it can't possibly be a different basil, because how many basils could there be involved
very
in this
few.
Festival?
I actually killed them all off.
Right. And, well, as the Greeks do, right?
Absolutely. There's competition. They're out. So, but I'm going to be at the festival, and I'm very, very excited to be part of it.
All right, guys, we only have just a few seconds left of this interview. I want to make sure everyone knows that this event is going on Saturday and Sunday. There are kids.
Yes, kids activities, culinary demonstrations, acoustical musicians playing in the Grand Hall every other hour.
Give us the website to know so that people can go and look there.
It's hard. Write it down. www.WilmingtonWineAndChocolateFestival.com.
WilmingtonWineAndChocolateFestival.com. Thank you so much. It's 12:06. Coastline is next.